Hi, I'm Danny.
Hi, I'm Richie.
And welcome to the Marvel Saga.
In this podcast, we will be talking about upcoming Marvel films that have been announced so far.
So get comfortable while we give you all the information you'll need to know about upcoming Marvel movies. And now a word from our sponsors.
Do you like online shopping but hate paying for all the stuff you buy? Well, I know just a trick for you. Honey is easy to use for online shopping. It just simplifies. Do you like online shopping but hate paying for all the stuff you buy? Well, I know just a trick for you. Honey is easy to use for online shopping. It just simply finds working coupon codes and applies them so you can pay less. Honey is free to use and super easy to install. Just two clicks. It's as easy as that.
Now back to the show. Hi, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Marvel Saga with Ruchi and Danny. In today's episode, we will be discussing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Loki Season 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Thor Love and Thunder, and Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Thank you everyone so much for listening back to our podcast. Now we hope you enjoy the Marvel. What the Marvel?
Okay, one sec. I need to edit that out because I did. Is it Marvel? Okay.
Hi, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Marvel Saga with Ruchi. Stop!
It's just so repetitive.
Okay, be quiet. Okay. Hi, and welcome back to the episode 2 of the Marvel Saga with Ruchi and Danny. In today's episode, we will be discussing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Loki Season 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Thor Love and Thunder, and Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Thank you everyone so much for listening back into our podcast. Now we hope you enjoy What the Marvel. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is our first segment. It will be featuring Will Poulter?
I thought that said potato.
Will Potato! So if you've seen Maze Runner, you know who he is. He's the dude with the eyebrows.
I don't know who he is.
He's the dude with the eyebrows. I'm pretty sure you've seen a photo of him.
Like, it's pretty, yeah.
Bridget!
She's representing what his eyebrows look like right now.
I'm, like, pointing up to my forehead. I'm like, what? Okay. We're playing a very important character, Adam Warlock. And you want to know something? While I was reading about this, they probably mentioned, like, the main Guardians 5 times.
That's great.
It was like
is the star of the show.
It was like a two-page worth paragraph, and it was all about like Adam Warlock and stuff. And they mentioned like the Guardians like 5 times. I think it will bounce off the end credits scenes, right? Yeah, they had like 4.
Yeah. They're the star of end credits scenes, but they're the funniest thing.
They make no sense. But do you even remember what they were?
I remember
Moody Groot.
Yeah, and I also remember, like, Thor, but all fat and, like, had the hair.
Yeah.
But, like, and he was, like, chugging a beer.
Yeah, I think fat Thor is gonna help defeat Adam Warlock. I don't think it's gonna work. 2014 Gamora is rumored to appear as well because, in the cast list, it had Zoe Saldana, and, she's dead.
Not
Zoe Saldana. Yeah, Gamora is. Yeah. But in Endgame they showed her like Gamora, but it was 2014. So I think she is going to be appearing and like being like, I hate you, Peter.
Because at that time she didn't
she literally hated it. She didn't have attracted anyone. She was like a green blooded killer. What blooded? Does she have, like, purple blood or something?
Because
most green people have purple blood.
Why do you know that? There's no such thing as
green. Thanos has purple blood.
Because he's purple.
Because she has green blood.
No.
Okay. Almost didn't happen. The second one, I'm pretty sure, wasn't even... almost said it happened, too. Because director James Gunn was fired for racial tweets in 2018. Which is nice. But then he got hired back for, like, making an apology and being like, I'm sorry, guys. And then he got hired back and this movie happened, which I'm happy that Volume 2 happened because it's one of my favorite movies. It will be released May 5th, 2023.
Loki Season 2 is our, like, next segment. It is a show. It is, like, the extension and after parts of Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, and, like, the multiversal, like, war starts.
I loved Loki Season 1. It was so good, dude.
I never watched it.
Okay, you know what we're gonna do when we get next time?
We'll watch it.
No, you would actually love it, I swear. But it was, it kind of makes the Multiverse of Madness, him and Wanda and Doctor Strange himself clean up his own mess.
It's on Disney Plus. You should go watch it. It's a good show.
It's about Loki.
And the TVA.
Yeah, and the TVA. TVA is like a time travel thing, time variance authority. And he's just kind of trying to figure out stuff. Whatever, he grabs the Tesseract and then goes to the TVA because it messed up the timeline. That's kind of a little summary.
Yeah. It's like a jail for those people who mess up the timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and then you, like, get quote-unquote pruned.
Yeah.
Which means, like, you kind of just get evaporated and everything is gone about you.
Like you don't exist anymore. Your existence is just disappeared.
You don't exist anymore.
Season 2 is about, like, it's, this is, like, an extension plus the aftermath of Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, which we will also talk about in this episode, but there was a multi-universal war.
So we don't know that much yet. Yeah.
There was a war that started, and, like, this is Loki's aftermath of that war.
Mm-hmm.
And in Loki season, 1, we saw Sylvie betray Loki, and he's trying to-
Wait, how did she betray him? Didn't she, like, stab Kang in the back or something?
Yeah.
Like, literally in the back?
Yeah, literally in the back. So he has to live with the betrayal, so we see him live with that in this new season, and Loki's life, like, if you don't remember, he turned over a new leaf, like, he's trying to be good.
He's trying to be actually a good person.
Yeah. And
he's like, maybe let's not take over the world.
Yeah. And because of that, his life isn't going the way he wants.
Because he's not getting everything he wants.
Yeah. Loki's the god of mischief. What do you expect?
Okay. So, oh, wait.
It's what do you expect? So, we don't have a lot of information on this. This was like a short segment. But it gets released in 2023.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So this comes out, in 2 years. So there's not much information, and Marvel is very secretive about their information stuff. So I'm surprised I could even find all of this. But I can't find much about this. But Kang the Conqueror, the person that I mentioned in Loki, that got stabbed in the back, will appear in this. So this is gonna involve time travel.
Yet again.
Again. It's filmed in Turkey and San Francisco, unlike most Marvel films that are filmed in Atlanta, Georgia.
Turkey and... Why are they going across the world?
I don't know. I just...
They don't literally need their time travel.
I know. That's teleportation.
Yeah, I didn't mean time travel.
It just said they're going to be filming, like, main filming in Turkey and San Francisco. I bet they're doing a few clips in Atlanta, but usually most of the filming takes place in Atlanta. So I don't know why they're going to Turkey and San Francisco.
They're like, why are they doing it in two different sides of the world?
Yeah, they're like, I don't get it.
Can't you do, like, San Francisco and Atlanta? Like, I get that, but, like, you're going from here to
Turkey. The movie will also be dealing with time travel, as I said, because Kang the Conqueror is in it. And this movie will be released July 28th, 2023.
Now we will have a word from our sponsors.
Help build your online store with Squarespace. Squarespace is an easy, free-to-use online website. Just simply take a photo and add it to your store. It's that simple.
Now back to the show.
You have no idea what's possible.
Thor: Love and Thunder is our next movie. It's based on the further adventures of Thor from, like, Thor Ragnarok.
She literally searched up on Google and it said the third further adventures of Thor.
Yeah, that made me mad because, like, what type of information is that? It's not the further adventures of Thor Ragnarok. I'm wrong. I meant Endgame. So it's the further adventures of that. Thor, as I said, he will be, he might be a new Guardian. We're not 100% sure. If you don't know Valkyrie. I'm sorry. I said it wrong. But Valkyrie, she was in, Thor Ragnarok in Endgame. And she protects Asgard. She's
the ruler, the new ruler.
The new ruler, but Valkyries are like the protectors of Asgard. They're
and she's the only one left.
Yeah, she's the only one left. So she has been like left as the new ruler because and in Endgame that like, she was left in, as the ruler in Endgame. So their story, Thor's story, and Valkyries are likely to link up in this new movie. This movie is inspired by the Thor comics written by Jason Aaron. And in the comic, Thor loses the ability to live the Mjolnir. So Jane Foster, who is like Thor's girlfriend slash ex-girlfriend, it's complicated. Their relationship.
No, it's not. It's literally ex-girlfriend. It's not hard.
No, but they get back together in this movie.
Well, yeah, ex-girlfriend for right now until the movie comes out.
So, Jane, like, Foster, if you don't remember in Ragnarok, she was sick. She got, like, it was possessed. Thor Dark World. She was sick in Thor Dark World because she got possessed by this thing that could kill the whole universe. And, while she is sick, and since Thor can't live
I think it was called the Aether.
Yeah, the Aether. Since Thor wasn't able to lift the Mjolnir, Jane, she lifted it. And, like, while battling cancer, like, which her sickness, that was her sickness at the time.
No.
This is the comics. These are the comics.
But in Dark World, she has the ether, but that's not a sickness, because it gets taken out of her.
Yeah, that gets
taken. And in Ragnarok, they don't mention she has a sickness.
It's not Ragnarok. I got that mixed up.
Okay.
So, in the...
She just has cancer.
In the comic, she has cancer. Let's stick to the comic. Okay. In the comic, she has cancer. Thor can't lift the Mjolnir, so Jane lifts it while battling cancer.
And yes, queen.
And that's how our female Hulk is born.
Hulk?
Female Thor is born. And this is, like, Love and Thunder. It has a lot of emotion in this movie because, like...
I think I saw a teaser trailer a while ago where she, like, lifts up the hammer or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what this movie is about. Looks cool.
Yeah. So, this movie introduces the first female Thor, who is Jane Foster.
Jane Foster. It's like Loki with Sylvie.
Yeah. And this movie gets released May 2022. Doctor Strange...
What if I told you that reality is one of many?
Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness is our next movie. I'm so excited about this movie. Danny's not, because she's weird.
No, dude, I am. I am so excited for this movie, because... Can I say this bullet point, please?
Okay.
Quicksilver is rumored to return in the new movie. I love him.
And if
I
you
love
guys Aaron don't know Wilson. Who Quicksilver is, he's Pietro. He's Pietro Maximoff. Twin brother.
He died in Age of Ultron, and I literally love him and Aaron Taylor Johnson. So, like, I'm so excited.
It's a rumor. So if you
it's a rumor.
But don't get your hopes up.
But we thought we saw him in... So in if you look at the poster, there's, like, cloud things.
Yeah.
And then you could see a man on one side.
And on the left side, it looks like him.
And we, like, looked at the hairline and stuff and all that stuff, and we think it's him.
But they, like, they kind of photoshopped the face so people wouldn't automatically think. Because the face isn't exactly the same.
Yeah.
The hairline is.
Yes. The hairline is the exact same, and his hair is the same. So yeah. We think. And a bunch of other people do, too.
This movie, it's the follow-up on Doctor Strange's research on the Time Stone, because if you don't remember, the Time Stone was stolen for Thanos, so he could snap his fingers.
Didn't he get it back, though?
No, he didn't get it back. He's researching, like, how to get it back. No, he got it back, but it wasn't working. Like, something was wrong with it, so he's researching on the Time Stone.
Oh.
So he's researching on the Time Stone, and, the enemy is an old friend who turns into an enemy, which stops his plan of researching the Time Stone, which makes Doctor Strange into evil, like turn into evil and unleash darkness.
Dude, wait. Okay, so you know Spider-Man Far From Home?
Yeah.
Not Far From Home. The new one, No Way Home? You know how we're like, in the last episode, we like said that that's probably not Doctor Strange. It's like an evil version of him or something like
this
that.
This could be him.
This could be him turning evil.
Yeah. So, the villain, like the old friend turned enemy, is either Wanda or Mordo. Mordo, if you don't remember.
Mordo.
If you don't remember, he was the other, like, witch, if you want to call it witch. Since
wizard, witch.
Witcher, yeah. He was in the first Doctor Strange.
Oh, the black dude?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was him. So, I'm pretty sure it's Wanda, because she's, like, the more famous one, well-known. And she did turn into Scarlet
Witch.
And
she is trying to get her children and husband back. Yeah. And possibly her brother back, too.
Yeah, so that's there. So, I'm pretty sure it's Wanda, but we don't know if it's either of them right now. The end credit, like scene in WandaVision, it shows, like, Wanda using her, like, new, like, Scarlet Witch powers, which have a lot of evil potential, like
dark, dark magic. I forgot what it's called, but Doctor Strange has done it too, but she's, like, way more powerful than Doctor Strange now, because Doctor Strange could do that, but it's only his spiritual self. Like, she can actually use it physically.
Yeah.
And also have her body moving around.
Because Scarlet Witch literally absorbed Agatha's magic, which Agatha's magic is a very dark magic.
But, yeah, and it's also really powerful because she absorbed, like, 10 witches or whatever in, like, the 1600s.
Yeah.
And probably more, but that's all we know.
So this movie also shows, like, how Wanda's, like, using her new powers, which she's trying to get experience, which it probably messes up, and, like, bad things happen.
Like, in the end credit scene, though, like, we can hear her kids yelling, like, Mom, help! Help, Mom, help! Like, that type of stuff.
Yeah. And this movie... it's a hardcore horror movie.
It's Marvel's first ever horror movie, which I'm not going to tell my parents because I want to see it.
Yeah.
But it's a hardcore horror movie.
Because it has, like, those 1900s, like, feeling of horror. If you've seen, like, horror movies from the, like...
You mean 90s? Like, Scream and stuff?
Scream and stuff. But it has, like, the 1900s, like, the theme of the 1900s.
Like, but it feels like a 90s movie or something.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like the 90s horror movies, like Scream. It doesn't have murder and stuff. It's not like those
types of movies. Well, it's a Marvel movie. It probably does.
No, but like, not like Scream type of murder and stuff like that.
Oh.
Marvel always has some type of murder. That's Marvel. But someone always dies.
Just violence.
Someone always dies.
Okay.
And this movie gets released May 6th, 2022. Thank you for watching What the Marvel.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. See you in the next episode.
Bye.